Hi, everybody. Listen, this is our new episode of Ramble with your host, Leah Feeney.
Been awesome.
And we have our special guest here today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Adam Sataro.
And today we're going to be talking about food while we're eating Chipotle in the car. Because that's fun.
Okay, first topic.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Adam. Like special ones? What's your favorite?
The Tonight Dough by Ben and Jerry's.
Oh.
Very good.
What other Ben and Jerry's do you like? Do you like all of them?
Yeah, I like all of them. I just don't like vanilla. Anything with vanilla isn't good.
Why are you boring?
Vanilla's bad. Vanilla's boring.
I like vanilla.
You're
like
boring.
strawberry.
Strawberry's good.
Strawberry. I like black raspberry. Definitely a
Ooh, that's
favorite.
good.
I just fucked up a whole bowl that yesterday, like half of a carton. I had a small little what's it called? Friendly's dollar cup the other day.
You guys like mint chocolate chip? That's
Yes.
one of my favorites.
I like Cookie Monster.
I like the green mint chocolate chip, but when it's white, just makes me sad. I like the neon green one. All right. What's your favorite fast food?
I probably have to say Chick-fil-A.
I fucking hate Chick-fil-A.
Why?
Because I don't like chicken.
You don't like chicken?
Every single experience I had there is awful. Awful.
Is it because they're homophobic?
First of all, I'm not gay.
What?
They got
Are you homophobic?
No. But they got the guacamole on the outside of my burrito.
That's why
Just
I
like
got
a
a.
bad fork, just in case.
That's smart. All right, next question. First fast food spot, White Castle.
Yeah, did you know that?
Really? I've never been to White Castle.
Yeah, me either. There's one in. Or am I
Will
thinking
Milford?
Maryland? Maryland.
Yeah, it's not in CT.
Yeah, there's one in C2.
I thought there
A
was.
White Castle? Not anymore.
Yeah, and it's in Waterbury.
No.
It's in Waterbury.
Look it up.
I don't have my phone.
All right. Whatever. Wait, I didn't say my favorite fast food one.
What year was the. F yeah, what is your favorite fast food?
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
That's
McDonald's?
good.
That's good.
Where do you go when you get there?
Okay. So I used to. Number five, 10 piece chicken nugget. Large, though, because I'm fat. And the Dr. Pepper with sweet and sour sauce. But now, like, I've had it so many times that I just can't just shove them down anymore. So now.
You just get sick of it?
Yeah, so now I get a number seven, double cheeseburger meal.
Ooh, no, I've been eating
Large.
the McChickens.
The McChickens are good.
Not the McCrispies, the McChickens.
Wait,
Because
I think I might have the McCrispy.
you like the McCrispy because there's nothing on it. It's just
It's like a
pickles.
norm
I don't
is
like trying things. I like getting what I usually get.
I would you,
Sometimes I'll switch it up. Sprite instead of Dr. Pepper.
Oh yeah, big switch up.
I always just get the Coke. The Coke from McDonald's is really good.
Yeah, they put something in. A little something.
Coke.
All right. Adam, without looking at the notes, what year was the first fast food restaurant?
1921.
Wow, you're a cheater.
Was that right?
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
What was it, White Castle?
Yeah, White Castle was the first one. And then McDonald's didn't come out until 1955. So
Yeah.
it took about 30 years for McDonald's to become something from the first fast food
Wow, I really like presenting.
restaurant. I just think a little history is good.
Ooh, the next one's good. Best food combos.
Oh,
Ooh.
bananas and peanut butter.
Apples and peanut butter stew.
That's
Peanut
normal,
butter.
though. What's like a weird
Like
one?
a weird one? Strawberry banana smoothie and fries from McDonald's.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's good.
Really?
Dip them in. It's so good.
I do that with the
If
chocolate
McDonald's over
milkshakes.
there, I might go running into
them. Can we get a little
McFlurries?
McFlurries.
Yeah, have you ever had the cookies from McDonald's? They're so
Mm-hmm.
good.
The 99-cent cookies.
I
They're
hope you
good.
guys are enjoying our mukbang at the moment.
What? You said I couldn't call it that.
Yeah, but we are already doing it, so I might
All
as
right.
well.
Dude, we're gonna play it back, and you're just gonna hear chewing
I know,
the whole entire time.
it's gonna be Adam chewing the whole time because you're so close to the mic.
You guys like TJ Maxx? I'm a huge TJ
I'm a
Maxx
huge
guy.
TJ.
But you don't like Ulta?
What is it gonna do, Ulta?
It's too girly.
Every time I go in there, I feel uncomfortable. But TJ Maxx, on the other hand, wow, those deals, am I right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Also. All right, next question.
Can food be an addiction? This is like a, this is like health class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you eat it every single day. Technically, everyone's addicted to it.
No, but there's people who do it too far.
No, fat people.
Oh. I didn't want to say that, but
yeah. I mean, if they have a problem, like an actual problem, then like.
And that brings us to the next topic of ED.
What does ED stand for?
Eating disorder.
My mom thinks I have one because I don't eat dinner. Because I just don't like
I skip dinner, too.
Me, too.
Yeah, I don't really eat what my mom cooks, either, though.
Your mom doesn't cook all the time, does she?
No.
No, she makes bomb cornbread muffins.
My mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does. My mom, she'll just, throw a chicken in the oven at like 500 degrees and call it a night.
Oh, just throw vegetables into a pot and put some chicken on it.
Yep, that's literally what my mom does.
Oh,
you guys like the crock pot? I hate the crock pot. When I see that thing, I want to shoot myself.
As soon as I walk in the door, I see something broiling up on the crock
pot. No, hot take, I kind of like it.
What?
What do you like in it?
Like pulled pork.
I was going to say pulled pork.
Mm-mm. I do not like pulled pork.
I love pulled pork.
It's so good. Oh my gosh, there's a burrito, not a burrito, a burger from Friendly's.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, it's not pork, but it's like pulled pork, but it's I don't think it's beef. But it's called a Dorito burger. It's so fucking good. Because they put Cool Ranch Doritos on it, and it's so good.
How is it allowed? Did they do a collab?
I think so, because there's like a copyright symbol on the top of it.
What's the worst fast food restaurant?
Burger King? No.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Duchess is good.
I love Duchess fries. They're so good.
I don't hate Taco Bell.
It's an insomnia thing.
I love Baja Blast.
I've never had them.
They're so good.
I've also never had anything off of the Taco Bell menu.
It's not good. It's just not worth it.
Let's get some other topics.
I want our other one. Getting off the food topic.
Childhood.
Oh, I have a childhood story about food.
Oh, what is it?
So, you know my heritage goes back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was making jerk chicken.
Wait, what are you? Oh, that sounded racist.
What are you?
Ugh, I have some like black in me.
Whoa.
So my mom making jerk chicken. I was hanging out with Nikki Persica. We were sitting on
everyone has great stories with
Nikki. If you have a great story with Nikki.
I have a great story with Nikki.
So,
I know.
I was eating, and I thought it was a good idea to just, like, rub my eyes after I was eating fucking jerk chicken, which is, like, extremely spicy, and my eyes started burning, like, literally, like, coming out of my fucking face, I swear. And then I jumped in my pool.
How old were you?
Like, 10. And I jumped in my pool thinking the chlorine fucking water would help, and it didn't. And I literally almost went blind, I swear. And Nikki was like, Oh, no.
Was that your house? Did she go
it was at my house, yeah.
I don't think she's ever been to my house. Nikki, if you're listening, love you, girl.
Yeah, I love you. You're a great friend.
I got a story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, I don't know. My grandma made some good chicken on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
That's it?
Yep. And what about you, Leah?
Food story?
Damn. Oh. Can we go get some more after this? I'm almost done with my burrito.
We should go to McDonald's.
Yes.
I have another story, actually.
Go ahead.
After you. Okay. So, it was after my Long River softball game. I was with Julia Riley and Lindsay Cugliani.
Not just name drop.
It's a good story, though. So, I'm not, like, hating on it. And, it was pouring rain. Like, pouring rain. It was such a fun car ride because, like, I don't know. Because Julia put her bag in the back of my dad's truck, and there was not a cover on the tailgate, so her bag was getting drenched. It was so funny. So we went to McDonald's in Naugatuck,
mm-hmm.
and we like checked our bag, make sure we have everything. Like, sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Julia opens her box, and they forgot to put the Big Mac in it. Like, it was pouring rain. My dad had to go back inside. It was so fucking funny.
You ordered a Big Mac.
She ordered a Big Mac. She gets a Big Mac every single time we go.
I don't like burgers from McDonald's. I think they taste bad.
I like Big Macs.
The cheeseburgers are so good.
I get a
They're
Big
nothing.
Mac.
They're like so good.
I get one like once a month.
I can't.
Why?
All right.
No, I have a story. So one time Bryce came over and it was like maybe 1 a.m. This is a good story.
Clark?
Yeah. And then we decided to
That was a dumb question. Sorry.
We decided, we're like, oh, what's a quick snack we can make? Because we were kids. It was like, maybe like 11,
7, and we were like, let's make Reese cups.
Reese cups.
Reese's so we cut up these little trays, like, you know, the cupcake trays. We cut them up, and then we poured a little chocolate at the bottom. We made the inside. We made it green because we were bored. We wanted to add color. Mm-hmm. And then we put chocolate on top, and we took it off. We put it in the freezer, let it cool, and it looked so good. Like, it tasted just like a Reese cup. We were so proud of ourselves.
What's your favorite candy? That's a good one. Twix.
Like chocolate candy or like gummy candy?
Oh, all right. Let's go chocolate and then gummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twix for chocolate. Or like Kit Kat. Or honestly, don't hate on me, but like the Hershey's with almonds in it.
What?
Almonds, I love those.
If someone, I swear, if it's Halloween night and I go out and someone gives me a York.
I love Yorks.
I love Yorks.
If someone gives me the crunch bars that are like white, like
I love
cream.
Those. I hate those.
Someone gives me a like Three Musketeer.
I love Three Musketeer.
Those are good. I don't really like Milky Ways or like...
Oh,
I've never love like them. Had them.
There's not one candy I don't like.
Really? Mm-hmm. You like the fucking like Heath shit?
Those are good.
100 gram.
Butterfingers are good.
Paydays.
Really?
Everything. I don't hate anything.
What about gummy? That's harder for me to decide.
The Coke Sour. Ones. The little Ooh, Coke. The those bottles? Are fire.
I like gummies. Like, I only like sour
the
gummies.
Nerds? You don't like the Nerds? Nerds are good. Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, Sour Patch Kids are good.
I like sour ones. I don't the like watermelon. Like, if they don't have anything on it, it hurts my stomach.
It depends on how I'm feeling, but, like, sometimes I can fuck up, like, some sour Skittles. Mm.
No, it looks like...
But they hurt your mouth after you eat, like, four.
That's how I get with pineapple.
Yeah. Whenever I eat pineapple, like, like, dries us out, but
one time I got gifted 2 packs of sour Skittles, like the family size ones, very big, and I ate all of them in one day. It was just like little packs. Mm-hmm. I ate them, had no taste buds for 2 weeks. I could not taste. My tongue was raw. That was terrible experience.
I have another food story. Mm-hmm. One time I forgot to put the water in the microwavable mac and cheese and like blew up and started on fire, and my whole house smelled like smoke for like month.
What time was it? Was it during the day?
Yeah. Everyone was outside and I didn't want to miss a party, so I just ran in trying to make myself some mac and cheese. And
oh my god, that woman is scaring me.
Damn.
Forgot the water.
Whoa, she was
driving. I'm sweating.
I'm sweating too.
Let's see if anything.
Do you guys have like a favorite person you get food with?
Julia, because we eat so fucking much sometimes.
I'm like that with Brad. If I'm gonna go out and get food, I'm gonna go with her. What about you, Adam?
Who? Probably Ray? Eric.
Don't cover your mic.
Oh. No, I wasn't.
What did you say?
Bryce.
Oh. You said Grace. It was like Grace DeMico.
Yeah, me and Grace go way back. We can Would You Rather food.
Would you rather? Or like Smash or Pass food.
Whoa.
You know, like, is it heat or like...
Gas or ass? Gas or
ass. Okay.
Let's play gas or ass.
With food?
Mm-hmm. Pickles. Ass.
Gas? What?
I don't like pickles.
I can take pickle shots, like the juice. There's like little containers like vinegar.
Salt and vinegar chips.
They like replenish.
No. Like, booty. Salt and vinegar chips are booty.
I don't like salt and vinegar.
I used to love them, but not anymore. Mm. I think sour cream and cheddar chips are really good. Like the latest one.
Yeah.
Bosco sticks from the school. Gas. Like the cheese sticks? Does no one know what I'm talking about? Dish? Yes, those are fire.
Yeah, those aren't fine. Do you have any?
What?
Right now.
Not with you, but like at home.
No, because I don't normally take my school lunch or something. I don't know. That's just me.
I was going to say, more. Like, I wanted one.
They're expensive now.
What about the quesadillas?
Ew. That's the only good school lunch.
Quesadillas?
No, Bosco sticks or cheese sticks.
Oh, like the white, like the bread ones that look like...
What are you talking about?
Cheesy bread.
Yeah, cheesy bread.
Cheesy Mac sticks?
Yes, they're called Bosco sticks.
No. I thought you were talking about like the crackers with the cheese dip and like the little red stick. You dip in the cheese and you put on the cracker.
A nacho?
It's like really small.
Oh, like, yeah.
A charcuterie board.
No.
No, like a dip.
It's like the Oreo one. Like, everyone wants the Oreo one, but if you have the cracker one, it's okay, too. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
It reminds me.
That's like, oh my god, can we talk about elementary school lunch?
Smiley fries.
Oh, the bagels?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
The bagels?
Guys.
The
bagels?
Mm-hmm. I just realized something. We all went to the same school.
Yes, we did.
You guys remember cheesy? It was the pizza with the cheesy, the end? Stuffed crust pizza.
Crust, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like Big Daddy pizza. That was one of them, too.
Wait, it was like the only pizza day that I enjoyed was in Lower Ledge.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Long River when there was some pizza. I was like, nasty. What the fuck is this?
The Long River pizza was not good.
No, but they had ice cream. Well, I don't know if you guys were there.
Oh, we did.
We were there.
Yeah, when they installed the bar for the ice cream.
They had ice cream, like frozen yogurt in Woodland, like mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
And then they got rid of it? Yeah, I didn't really go to Woodland back then.
Yeah, freshman year, I was in study hall last block, and they had the leftover ice cream, mm-hmm. and they just hand it out.
I know. I love when they do that with, like, the fruit.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Or, like, when there's, like, a teacher conference, and then the next day they just hand out all the food.
A hidden gem from the school is the watermelon.
Yeah.
The little cups.
I'm waiting for that day.
Waiting.
I just, like, sometimes I just really want fruit, and the only thing they have is, like, oranges and apples.
I know.
So sometimes I get the apples, and I'm just, like, feel like I'm drinking them, because they're just so disgusting.
I miss the strawberry cups.
Yeah.
Or the, in middle school, they had,
They had, like, the fruit cups of, like, the mm-hmm. weird, like, grape-looking thing.
They still have that in there. But they had, what's it called? What's that one colored yogurt?
Oh, a Go-Gurt.
No.
The strawberry one?
Oh, Yoplait.
Yoplait?
Oreo.
Trix yogurt.
They did. They had good. Oh, I used to get that all the time.
If you went to the deli line in middle school, you can get the Trix yogurt.
Yogurt parfait.
If you went quick enough.
Mm. All right, top 5 cereals.
Oh.
In a list. It has to be
Cinnamon
in order.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
At where? At the one spot?
Number 4.
Lucky Charms?
No, they don't make the list. The marshmallows is the only good part.
Yeah, sure.
Have you guys ever had, like, Count Chocula?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you had, like, the not chocolate version? Like, the berry, like, the red one?
Oh, no.
Or the blue one? Because those ones are really good.
Fruity Pebbles? Fruity Pebbles are at the
Fruity
one.
Fruity Dino Bites.
How do you know about Fruity Dino Bites?
There.
No, you
I
weren't.
I was there. With Gabby. Maggie. That was a while ago, but it was...
Yeah, those are Fruity Dino Bites. Those are a top.
Those are good, actually.
Reese's
but I feel like they get so soggy that I just, like, it's, like, disgusting.
Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity.
Cocoa.
I love they're both good. Like, I'm gonna eat both.
Yeah. Rice Krispies, do you like those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how they, like,
I like the chocolate ones. Mm. The regular ones are just plain.
Our school is so bad, like, the Rice Krispie Cheeps are whole grain. It's so bad.
Dude, the one thing that I will actually, like, mess up is when Deca stores open and they have the Gatorade Zeros.
Yep.
There's a blue Gatorade Zero. It's so good.
The purple Gatorade is my favorite.
The grape one?
Like, the
you
light.
You didn't say, like, the cucumber.
I've had it. It's pretty bad.
The cucumber Gatorade.
Oh. All right, if you had to choose any. All right. Picture this. Mm-hmm. It's summer and it's about 84 degrees out. All right. And you're like, you're thirsty. You could choose one drink. What are you choosing?
Like, have you ever had, like,
water?
The orange, like, V8 splash?
No.
V8?
No, it's good. Wait, let me Google it.
Who drinks V8?
No, it's good.
I'm saying pink lemonade.
Oh, no. Sunny D.
Sunny D. Is that the orange juice?
This. You guys don't like that?
No.
So good. It's so good.
Oh, you drink tomato juice?
No. I swear. It tastes so good. It's not like a vegetable.
No, but if it's really hot out, I'm going to drink water.
With the ice?
Or like iced tea, like the mix that you just make.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a brisk. A nice cold brisk out of the fridge.
Yeah, those are good.
Or Arizona iced tea. I miss like middle school when I would just walk downtown with like Julia, just go to the gas station and then sit near the river.
Sit on the Green Bridge.
In Beacon Falls? Mm-hmm. The gas station's good.
I'm friends with the worker.
Yeah, he's friends with everyone. He's a great dude.
I love him.
Beacon Falls needs more things, though.
I have some stories, but I can't talk about them.
Speaking about food, have you guys been to the recent update, the Tap House?
I like it.
My parents went.
I've only got one thing.
Works there.
Yeah, she does. I saw her there. We didn't even say hi to each other. We all looked at each other in awkwardness. We're like,
Like, you know.
Yeah.
All right, next topic. Birthday transitions.
Traditions. Birthday traditions?
That's good. That's the food stuff. I'm going to stay on the topic of food.
Oh, hibachi. Every year I go to hibachi.
I used to do that, and then I stopped. Now I just get tiramisu.
Those are good.
Tiramisu. I love what? It. It's the one from Char and Moon. It's really good.
My grandma makes her own. Mimi. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that good? Ice cream cake all the way. Over regular cake.
But I only eat the chocolate part with the little crumbles on it.
I do.
You guys like frosting? Mm-mm. Hate frosting.
I like frosting. If it depends if it's good frosting. Like some cupcake frosting is awful. But ice cream cake is good. Speaking of birthdays,
I'm trying to chew.
My grandma from like South Carolina or whatever, she sent me a mug with a picture of me on it, of me pitching. I was like, thank you so much. I appreciate this. I love you. Thank you. Oh, I drink out of this every single day. But she gave me $240, so I feel like that's
damn.
That's good.
This is a good mix. Try this.
What's the worst thing you've ever got? Worst gift?
Try this mix.
It just tastes like, what's it called? Just like root beer.
It's root beer, Coca-Cola, Dr. Coke, Coke Zero.
Dr. Coke. Dr. Pibb.
All of them. There's all of them. They're very good.
My grandma gets me, like, those gloves that have, like, the...
No fingers?
No fingers. You can take the top off and you can have it all your fingers. She gets me those every single year. Every
single year. Was it the same color or different color?
No, different colors. Hmm. Sometimes they have patterns on them.
Should
I spice it up?
Can we tell the story of when I went over your house and we ice cream cake?
Oh my god, that was amazing.
It was a
so
great night.
Was Lily there or Violet and or did they leave? Because I think there was someone else with us, but they left and you stayed longer. I think it was Violet and Lily. Mm-hmm. It was definitely Violet. It was Violet.
Why would Violet go over?
She always went to those.
All right, next topic.
It was Julia. No, hello?
Daily routines.
No, what?
No, but me and Leah sat in my basement eating leftover ice cream cake and watching a video of a girl with no skin. And we were laughing.
Whoa.
We
were watching Born Different.
What, did she just wear clothes?
No, like her skin was falling off. Like it was constantly growing. So it like overgrew her body.
She shed like a snake?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's okay dope. If I could have a third leg,
Watch it, buddy.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Look, oh,
twice, buddy.
Okay, I'm done. Let's go on the daily routines.
Food version.
What do you eat on a
breakfast?
Breakfast. Yeah,
I
do.
I eat the school breakfast.
Oatmeal.
I get that blueberry muffin flat. Mm.
That's good. I get the chocolate
it's
one.
It's dry, but it's good.
I get the chocolate one, too. Depending. Sometimes I get the...
Usually, almost every day, I get a strawberry fresh and some hash browns.
That's expensive. I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant when I go. It's classic.
I just
staple.
Had one today, so good. Mm-hmm.
For lunch.
I woke up at, like, 11:30, and you texted me. I'm just getting out of bed.
Who?
You.
Oh. For lunch, what do you guys eat on a daily basis?
Sometimes I eat school lunch, sometimes I don't.
Same.
And then usually I just go home and have dinner.
I go to Dunkin' after school too. Before work.
Where do you work?
United Day, Ellora Ledge in Prospect Elementary
School. Huh? I went there.
Same.
All right, next topic.
Don't go in order. You can talk about anything.
No. Oh, Amish life! I would love to be Amish. Because they make the best oatmeal raisin cookies. That's the best type of cookie.
No, I have Amish.
Raisin cookies are good.
I have Amish candles in my house.
Really?
Dipped from the Amish. From the Amish themselves.
They're cool people.
I got it from the country store.
Where are normally Amish people born from?
Pennsylvania. The Amish life.
I just thought they weren't born in America.
I was listening to one podcast about Amish people. And then I listened to a documentary about, you know, the Amish life. And, you know, they rape each other.
I don't think they do that.
I thought they were, like, Mormon.
Mm-mm. No, like, the father. Like, when the father doesn't have, like, his wife around, like, he goes to his kids. How freaky is that? Or, like, brother and sister.
Pretty freaky.
Like, blood brother and sister will go to...
Gross.
like someone will be in the outhouse or something, you know, doing their business in the outhouse, and someone will just walk in, you're done.
Yeah, because you're I don't think they have phones and stuff. I think that those are
they don't have phones.
I wonder why. It's like, why would you not want your phone?
Because they don't
have electricity either.
Oh.
At all.
So it's like, all right.
Have you ever been to Sturbridge Village?
Yeah, I did not have fun. That was like the worst field trip ever. Or that or the
My
Capitol.
Group had a, we didn't go to the Capitol.
Adrian, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, how was the Capitol?
Boring. You just walk around and
you got that hat, right?
What hat?
DC hat.
Oh, DC was great.
Oh yeah, you went to DC.
Oh, you guys couldn't?
No,
it was
during COVID.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, no, he
was. What's the Capitol? Oh, Capitol. Like,
we went to the Capitol.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was so boring. Like, you didn't even get lunch.
That was what, fifth grade?
Hey, yeah. Relates back to food. No lunch.
No lunch. But when you're in, tell us about your DC trip, because we didn't get to experience that.
Well, you get there and then you go around and then
Did you pick your group? Or the group pick you?
You get to pick your group, but some people got added to ours. That was cool.
Who was in your group?
In our group?
Aiden, Sam, Jake, and Ben. And Ben. Ben was fun. Yeah.
Jake? Okay.
He,
did you guys have a hotel?
Yeah, it was cool. And they like tape it.
No, they slept on the street. In the bus.
They like tape it shut at night with like duct tape.
Did they actually?
Something like that.
If, like, can we or something?
Mm-hmm. And then this kid, he put,
can't put it back?
He put the gummy bears in the microwave and they exploded. And then they, like, yeah, it was not good. And then people were, like, venting and stuff, talking to other people.
Huh?
I don't know. It was fun, though. And then I saw George Washington's grave.
Did you enjoy seeing his grave?
No, it was kind of sad.
You know, he had slaves.
Yeah, but he was nice to him.
Yeah, he had wood teeth.
I heard he was nice to him, though. Like, he wasn't mean.
Oh. He was kind of
fun. He still owned them. He still owned humans.
I heard he didn't whip on.
Because he was too busy being the president. He didn't have time.
I mean, like, I'd rather be owned by someone who doesn't whip me rather than being owned by another person that does.
Like a...
Like Abe Lincoln owned slaves.
Hmm?
Abe Lincoln owned slaves.
Abraham Lincoln? No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he did
you could look it up. He did.
What, when he was two?
No. He owned them, but he was, like, good to them. And then he, like, emancipated them.
I thought he got them and then, like, treat them as normal people.
No, he emancipated them or something.
Emancipated?
Yeah, same thing. Next topic. Coffee
I really
orders.
I like that topic.
I hate coffee.
I know.
Yeah, I can't drink coffee.
What do you got?
I like, depending. Sometimes I get a chai latte.
I like chai.
And I get a shot of espresso in it.
At what, like Starbucks?
Mm-hmm. Or Dunkin'.
I can only get the refreshers from Starbucks. Or like that, like, peach lemonade shit.
Ooh, what's your favorite refresher?
Strawberry.
Mango dragon fruit. Ooh, I like the mango dragon fruit, too.
Strawberry acai with lemonade.
Do you get fruit in it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. There's some people who are against fruit.
They're just so, like, satisfying to look at.
I like crunch
on them.
When they're
clear. I
know.
I'm like, ugh.
But I like the crunch factor.
Yeah, but Dunkin' doesn't have fruit in it.
No. They just have the syrup. That's why it makes it.
But it looks like.
I think it looks amazing.
I don't think it looks appetizing.
They're pretty good.
That was a good burrito. What did everyone say their food order?
From where?
Here.
Oh.
All right, Adam, you started off because you went first.
I got everything.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Did you get beans?
Yeah.
No, what'd you get?
A burrito.
Like, start at the line. Tell us your order. Start at the, you get the
like
burrito.
Like when they ask
when you get the rice. Like, what do you get?
All right, I got chicken, white rice, cheese, guac,
no,
sour
start
cream.
Start in the order.
Oh, it was $16.
Like, no.
Imagine you're at the table.
What?
And they're asking, okay, I'm going to ask you the questions. You say what you want, okay?
Okay.
I'll be your barista person. Kind of stuff. But, burrito or bowl?
Burrito.
White rice, brown rice?
White.
What type of beans?
Middle ones? I chose the ones in the middle.
Brown beans?
Brown beans, brown.
Black beans?
Brown.
Brown beans, okay. Protein?
Chicken.
Chicken. Okay, then that's it for them. Do you want queso with that?
Yep.
You gotta pay extra.
Yep. Yeah, they asked.
I know.
I think. Yeah, I just got everything.
Salsa?
Yep.
What's salsa?
Salsa? So basically, when like they're making the sauce, they get the peppers and then they like grind them together.
You said which, not what.
Oh. Yeah.
The green one? The red one? Red or the one, chunky red, one?
Red. I think I got red.
The chunky one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What was next? Do you want
cheese, corn?
Corn or sour cream?
Got both.
Lettuce?
Got both. Yep, cheese? Got it. Yep.
Guac?
Yep.
Okay. Ella?
I got both. White rice, steak, no beans. Cheese. What? Cheese. Sour cream, lettuce, guac.
You don't get corn?
Yeah, I said corn. And then the mild one, because I don't like how the spicy one tastes.
I just get white rice or brown rice. I like them too sometimes. Because I like these. It's whatever they have the most of. I don't want to be mean. Then, no beans, chicken, no salsa, and everything from the sour cream, corn, lettuce, cheese, and guac. Everything in there. Pretty good.
Yep.
Adam, do you believe in ghosts?
Low-key, yeah.
Do you have any ghost stories that you've heard?
No, but I always used to watch those TV shows, and they never caught them once. Same with Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. So you guys used to watch Doug Dynasty?
Of yeah, course I watched fake. Doug Dynasty.
They're fake. They're just normal people.
You know that wrestling's fake?
Wrestling?
Yeah, it took me a while to realize.
Like the sport?
Yeah.
It's not real?
You mean elaborate on that?
They like script it. Like WWE? That's all planned.
Yeah, WWE. Adam, what's your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit?
Yeah.
Strawberries.
Mm. Like a good one with like some sugar on it. Fruit salad.
I love pineapple.
I like pineapple.
Me too. I like pineapple.
You know what's a weird combo?
Ooh, kiwis.
Kiwis are really good.
Do you chop them up or do you just scoop them?
Scoop them with a spoon.
Ooh, yeah, you cut it in half, scoop it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Favorite vegetable. Adam, go. I'm gonna circle.
Wait, what were you gonna say before?
Oh, me and my grandma. It's actually really good. You get oranges and you put olive oil and salt on it. It's really good.
I don't like oranges.
Neither.
It's just a weird.
I don't like oranges, clementines,
I like clementines,
cuties. I don't like any of the strings.
I think those are all the same thing.
Yeah, but they're different sizes.
Favorite vegetable?
Do you like nectarines?
Corn.
Nectarines are a type of plum,
I
right?
love those.
Plums are good.
I don't like plums or peaches. Anything peaches. That you eat the hair off of, I don't like.
What?
Because you just chomp into it. You don't peel it.
What's the weirdest fruit you've ever had?
Like a jackfruit.
Jackfruit? I had a starfruit.
Oh, that sounds good. I had a rambutan.
You had a coconut.
I love coconut. It's good.
What'd you have? A rambutan. I had a lychee.
A leech?
No, not a leech. A lychee.
My sister ate rattlesnake before.
What? I had a crocodile.
Kangaroo. Cabela's.
Cabela's?
The soda?
Like the jerky.
Oh, jerky. I was going to say, that's really jerky.
Why does school exist?
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
So we're not stupid. Like, the basic skills.
Yeah, but when I was reading the article for sociology, that's when we put this question in there.
It was saying, like, you know, the birth of a teenager. Did you do the assignment?
No.
I just did it because she put in a zero. She finally graded everything. And I was like, what the fuck?
So now I was reading that. It was talking about how child labor caused kids to grow up quicker.
Really? They age faster now?
No, before. In like the 20s. You know, during the...
That's so like they didn't have kids at like 16 yet.
Oh, oh.
So that's why they had like the coming of age at 16. You have your sweet 16, and that's when you're like ready.
Oh, so like if my birthday's like a year apart, but back then it wasn't?
No, it was still the same age. It's just they perceived you as something different.
I don't really like school.
You like school lunches?
No, I think that...
I don't like their breakfasts. Like, I do, but, like...
What's your favorite gym teacher out of the feeling?
Fort?
Probably Fort. Who's your least favorite gym teacher out of the three?
Tranquillo.
She's not very nice to me.
Like, I love
she dress
her,
coded
but...
me once, and she was wearing a bra with like a mesh shirt over. I was like,
hey, what? You gotta give props.
Her... Can I dress code you? Right back at you,
yeah,
buddy.
What?
Her fits are crazy.
They are. She's wearing a long denim skirt yesterday. I was like, whoa.
Favorite movie.
Her kids are so cute, though.
Favorite movie. Grown Ups too.
Oh, that's favorite. All right, so that's your favorite. All right.
Super Size Me.
I'm kidding.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on that movie?
It's really funny.
What is it about?
This guy and the quest for the Holy Grail.
Oh, that's it.
Super bad.
Super. That's not a funny movie, though.
Super bad?
It's, like, not funny.
It's funny because it's so awkward. Like, that's what I think. Like, the first time I watched it, it was hilarious.
I thought it was very funny.
I thought it wasn't.
I watched that movie with Julian.
What was that? That was a while ago, right? I remember seeing the Be Reals.
Be Real.
He posts a lot of Be Reals.
Alright. Does food make you tired?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm tired right now.
I think it's just comfortable in the car.
You said this was a good nap car, right?
Yeah, this car is nice, you know?
I've taken numerous naps in this car.
My seats are so soft. Like, they're so, like, nice.
Like fabric?
Yeah. But, like, they're comfortable. Like, not just a fabric.
I spilled too many things.
Can I look at the possible people?
Don't read them aloud. Don't spoil it.
Will Brooks is a good one.
All right. I just said don't say aloud.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Don't listen to that.
Oh, sorry about that. We'll just cut that out later.
I'm not cutting it out.
Go up, please. We'll look at some of the possible things. Remember, like, share, subscribe. Like. Tell your friends.
Can we do... We never did gas or ass food.
Oh, but before, is TikTok a blessing or a curse? It's a curse.
Oh, yeah, it is a curse.
I gotta delete it.
But, like, you can't, because you're not gonna.
It's impossible.
Instagram rules are so much better.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I watched, like, 400 people get violently killed yesterday.
Yes, I know, it's crazy.
You guys like Panera, gas, or...
I hate Panera. Panera's the worst restaurant to exist. Every single Panera I go to, disgusting. The tables, crumbs all over it. The food, cold on the inside. Like, it's fucking awful. Like, I hate Panera.
I like their soup.
Yeah, their soup's pretty good.
At that Panera, some guy, like, hit on my sister.
Oh.
It was very interesting.
Church bells are going off.
Old Navy or TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Yeah, but seriously, can we check it out later?
Yeah, we'll go to TJ Maxx if you want.
Okay. All right, let's get back to gas or ass.
McDonald's.
Gas.
Pies.
Bad.
I love
Never
that.
Had one.
Really?
What about, like, the hash browns? That's, like, an easy one, right? The hash browns from McDonald's?
Yeah, those are good.
Yes! Yes,
so good. I remember, in exchange for Will DeLucia opening the door for me, because I always really leave my study out last semester, I'd have to get him and Tyler hash browns.
Aww.
And he'd open the door, so. That was nice. That was the most
awesome. Do you know that next year you're going to be able to leave during study hall as a junior? Like, go home?
Really?
Yep. Some
wow.
Law.
That's stupid. We waited our whole entire, like...
Yeah, this is some BS.
Wait,
I don't
why?
Because they're, like, changing, like, the law or something. I don't know.
The rules. They're also changing it for finals.
They're getting rid of them?
No, they're not getting rid of them. But if you have a 95 or above in your class, you can...
In all?
Exempt yourself from...
In all grades? Then I'm going to work super...
No, I think it's junior.
It's just in the class.
Because study...
Like, if you have a 95 in English, you don't have to take the English final.
Yeah, I don't like finals. And most other schools don't do them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
You know, like...
What, like, midterms? I hate midterms. I fail all of them every single time.
Naugatuck doesn't take finals. And I feel like that's the one school that should take a finals.
Yeah, that's true. But they're too athletic. They don't have time to have bad grades.
True.
Like, they have to worry about... Passing
is actually a really good, like, athletic sport.
For my mom, softball and baseball.
They're and track? Baseball.
Their track is good.
Good.
Their swim is good.
Here. Wait, are we talking about Woodland?
No, Nagi.
Oh, I was talking about Woodland.
We What's have, Woodland like, good at? Softball.
Baseball's not bad.
Yeah.
Baseball's pretty good.
It Our was swim... good. It's not going to be good this year, is it?
No, it'll be great this year.
Who's on it? Billy?
Is he on it? Yeah. Belch. disgusting. Yeah, we got a lot of good players. Ethan is really good.
People have told me you weren't that good.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Are you playing this year?
Yeah. Who yeah. said that?
Who was I talking to? Someone who was on the team. Jack Knapp.
Jack Knapp.
Yeah, said I'm not good.
Oh, and Owen Burke. He said you were. They said you were bad.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Why do you think that is?
I didn't play when I was younger. I started playing, like...
I remember when you played.
In 8th grade, so...
You're not passionate about it?
No, I am. Remember, it's not good.
I remember when...
You're shitting on me.
In, like, 7th grade. I was in 7th grade. I was in 7th grade. And I used to go to Trent's house, and Adam, George, and Sean would be there, and it was...
Sean!
I love Sean.
He is a good kid. Yeah, I remember we played wiffle ball one time. Yeah. All right, back to the food topic. Remember to like,
like, comment, subscribe. Yeah, this needs to go on your Instagram story after we have a couple of uploads. Cause that won't...
I don't want
to
embarrass myself. I don't.
Who gives a fuck?
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the other one. We're fucking Sophia.
I don't
hate Sophia.
We love you, Sophia, but. Next time, back up from the mic. A little close. What are other food things?
I don't really know. Biggest fears?
Oh, social constructs. Adam, do you know what a social construct is?
Yeah, so like...
You put our fucking sociology topic in this.
So, when they like build new buildings, no. So like many... like, you know how you always like... You know? Like, it like... It's like the times that people work. So like, they don't... Interact. Whoa, you got a Mexican Coke. Those are good.
How do you open it?
You just twist the top.
Yeah, can I try?
Yeah, you got it.
I want to feel a good crack.
It hurts your hand.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe all right. Bottle
TJ Maxx. They have good deals.
Boom, smash it.
Don't shake it, though. It's going to go everywhere.
It might not be. Use your teeth.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I already have fucking
break it to it. Yeah, but tell us what a social construct is, Adam.
I just said.
I was half listening.
It's like when, like, the workers work or something.
Social construct.
I don't know. All right.
Not.
Damn, that's so sad.
Construction.
I don't know. You tell me.
A social construct is a thing that society creates. So, like, we created cars. We created time. We created...
That's not a social... Cars aren't a social construct.
Yeah, but they're...
No, it's, like, something...
The society follows.
There's not a law for it, but we just follow it.
Oh, like, I can't
like go...
And laws.
Like, you can't beat the crap out of someone for no reason.
That's a social construct.
But there is a law, though.
Yeah, but we created laws. True. As a social construct.
Oh, it's like TJ Maxx. Oh.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
like basically TJ Maxx.
Are we gonna keep continuing, or are we just gonna stop it?
What?
Go TJ Maxx.
It's up to you guys. At 2:10, we're done.
5 minutes?
Yep, because this has been a good episode.
It has been good.
I enjoyed this episode.
It's shorter than the other ones. I feel like we've gone more.
How long was the other one?
58 minutes.
And how much is this one?
43 minutes.
Hey, we're doing good. Hey, remember if you're reading this, like, share, subscribe, smash that follow button.
Please stop.
Make sure to have a great day.
Comment down below to get put into our giveaway.
giveaway next video. We'll be calling one person down to the room and we're giving away a special treat.
Miss Coca-Cola that I can't open.
We're giving away a Coca-Cola.
Should I go ask some random
man?
Big strong man to open this brewery.
Just smack it against the cart.
These are some good topics. Ugh. Keep going down.
I was like rooting my
The Simpsons?
Don't look at the topics
loud. Ocean Thoughts is good.
We're not there
yet. I'm so scared of that.
We're not there yet.
Yep.
Next episode. Yo. Here's a little teaser. Next episode, we're going to talk about ocean and about what is in the ocean, what can kill us in the ocean, what we know about the ocean.
We need a good guest for that one. We need someone. Okay. What Adam said, Will Brooks is a good one for that one. Because in English class, you hear him talk about the ocean every single class.
No, I don't him out.
He's zoning out. Well, he's just right next to me, so... I
can't. Is he a big ocean type of guy?
No, he's not. Like, he's scared of it.
I'm scared of it, too.
You know what? I'm gonna
do. But he likes the beach?
A quick, like, flash into that next episode, whatever. Swordfish scare me. Because they swim, or blue marlin, because they swim so fast, and they have, like, that pointy-ass nose.
People have gotten killed before by them.
I know. That's why I just, like I've never
narwhals?
Seen one ever, but...
Narwhals?
Yeah.
Those are sharks?
Yeah.
Shilts.
I love sharks. So, like, I wouldn't want to be with them, but, like, I love them.
All right, well, this was a great second episode. I hope everyone enjoyed.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam, for being here.
Are you all ones?
Anytime.
Well, this is your second episode with your host, Leah.
And Ella Van Alstyne.
And enjoy. Have a nice day.